There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. My name is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. For our new listeners out there, this is Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, and it's not the Democracy Broadcasting Network, it's the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why is that word so important? Because a democracy, the majority of thieves can vote to steal everything from the rest of us. And in a republic, the rights of the individual are protected above all else. Better 1,000 guilty men go free than one innocent man like Tom Lacovara go to prison, where Tom still sits right now for victimless allegations. That's why it's so important that we do not give the enemy the language. Society cannot be a victim. The state cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. Unless a living man or woman can claim damages, nobody should be accused, arrested, or convicted of anything. What are we now being commanded to? We're being charged and tried for disobedience? There's no victim, there's no crime. That's why Tom Lacovara and Clive and Bundy, Pete Santilli, and everybody else who's being held unlawfully should be set free immediately by this administration. And it needs to be done now. We're going to have a busy show tonight. We're going to be telling you some things. I highly recommend that anybody out there with the capability to record this show, that you prepare to do so and get your things in order right now to start recording. Because there's going to be information, if we can get our guest on in typical form without any interference, we will have an incredible show for you tonight. Who is here now? Do we have Gary or Tom yet, Mike? Got both Gary and Tom. Praise be the Lord. There's going to be some heavy-duty information coming out tonight that will not come out on any other venue or any other broadcast. For the most part, either the talk show host or the broadcast entity, the network, so to speak, is very reluctant to talk about the man behind the curtain, the government behind the government, the private bankers and corporate entities that either masquerade themselves as government in government drag or hire agents to do so. And once again, almost every town, county, and state in the country, including the federal government, are incorporated private corporations, not functioning as government anymore. This is why it's so dangerous that we must insist that the government never be run like a business. It should be run like a public service. Remember, public servants, not authorities. And there's no such thing as law enforcement in a free republic. Anybody pimping the word law enforcement is either misinformed and we need to be kind and educate them, or if they're in the system, they're working for the enemy because they know damn good and well that there's no such thing as law enforcement unless you're enlisted or conscripted into the military. Only military units and military bases have law enforcement where you force edicts and orders and statutes and bogus, made-up, phony codes on your conscripts, and that's what the government is treating like all of us as, our conscripts in their military. Once again, no victim, no crime. There's no law enforcement in a free republic, only peace officers. That's why the definition of sheriff, according to LegalDictionary.com, is, quote, sheriff, the chief peace officer in a county or subdivision. Flee from anyone using the words law enforcement. Flee from anyone using the words democracy instead of republic. Flee from anyone trying to tell you society can be a victim because maybe something could happen to somebody else down the road if we didn't punish people for disobeying now. Blech, puh, that's communism. We are living under communist occupation, but we will not stand for it. Not here on Resurrect the Republic. I'd like to welcome our first guest, Tom, hang in there. I'd like to bring in Gary Blackwell from Michigan for a prayer to open the show with, and possibly from Gary an explanation of the true name of God. Gary Blackwell, my friend, are you with us tonight?
Now, this is Tom. I think you punched the button.
Do we have Gary, Mike? Gary, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you great. Thanks for joining us. We just want your... Gary Blackwell is a spiritual advisor for the Courtroom Observers Network. Gary's done God's work for people all around the country, helping people either be freed from prison or treated more lawfully and justly if they were incarcerated. And I could go on and on all night about the great things that Gary's done. So thanks for joining us, Gary. Give our listeners a little educational on the true name of God, and then open with a prayer, and we'll take it from there.
Well, I'm just a common man, as you know, Eric, and I speak in common words, and I learned some time ago about my father, who the father, the creator is, and his name is Yod Vayhi. If you look in the sacred name Bibles or in the tetragrammation, you'll see it's capital Y, capital H, capital V, capital H. And that is the name we're going to bring forth tonight in our prayer. We come to Yod Vayhi, the Holy One of Israel, the one who has come to set Israel free, the one before, the one in the beginning, who was king over all of Israel. And Father, he was a king of every nation where the Israelites, the 12 tribes of Israelites, went across this world. And he said, wherever you go, you'll be a blessing to the nation. Some people think a nation is Gentiles are not a nation, but the word Gentile is a nation, or Gentiles. And Father, we come to you thanking you for redemption through your Father, through the Spirit, and the redemption that we have in genetic purity of being from the house of Israel, from the offspring of Jacob Israel, whose name was changed to Israel. We do thank you, Father, for this opportunity, and we pray that we'll have excellent protection from the enemy that's out here among us. We have the children of Lucifer amongst our people today, and they cause mass confusion, and they seek out to make a proselyte of one of an Israelite, to make him twice the child that they are. So with that, we'll ask a blessing on this time. We will take a little time later if Eric so chooses. I will say a Yod Vayhi bless. And then I'll say this to Eric. If you want, I can give a little beginning of the house of Israel through the kingship. And I call the subject, I'm going to be short tonight because I'm trying to put this together for a feast day. It's called Israel's Worst Contract.
Please continue.
Okay. If you look back, and I'm going to go to that, and I just want one scripture to... And there's a number of scriptures about his name, but if we look in Zechariah, he says in chapter 13, verse 9, he's now will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold, as tried them shall call upon my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. and they shall say, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh is my Father, our Creator, the Holy One of Israel. Okay? If we look at the subject matter that we looked at, I mentioned Israel's worst contract. Many of us realize as we go into scriptures where there was no king over Israel. And I'm just going to type this in a minute here. I'll try and do things fast. Okay.
Take your time, Gary. Tell us the ramifications of what happens when a people commands a king, an earthly king, over and above the king in heaven.
We're coming right to it, okay?
Beautiful. Right. And this, once again, this is Gary in Michigan. You're listening to Resurrection
Republic.
Go ahead, Gary.
You can fill in for me if you will. Just a minute, I got a right king in here. I got it on my computer, so I can. Real good stuff.
Yeah, chime back in as soon as you find it. I can fill a few minutes. Boy, I have no problem doing that, as people well know. We're going to be joined by Tom here in a second. Tom's got some fascinating information. I had a long talk with Tom today, and he's going to share things tonight that you really want to know. These are extremely important, and both of them are health related. Very interestingly, of course, one of my main centers of research is the medical industrial complex, not just the military industrial complex. That's the overt, the covert, meaning behind the scenes, the covert tyranny, the tyranny that the military industrial complex really ends up enforcing at the behest of. In the end, and all the way at the top of the chain, I'm not talking about the lower, the enlisted guys and the officers are mostly well-intentioned. They think they're serving their country. They do find out down the line that they're serving the multinational corporations, in the situations like we talked about last night with the economic hitman, or the night before, where the government, the CIA, has somebody enter under the cover of a deputy director of economic policy for the State Department, and they present that quote economic hitman is the slang term for the CIA, well, civilian asset or CIA asset that disguises as a State Department director of economic policy or deputy director, and they present a list of 20 corporations to the newly elected president of a country overseas. Or on our continent or overseas, and they're told you're going to do business with these multinational corporations or else. And most of these countries that take a fall, no matter what you see on TV, that's all staged to get the American people to wave the flag and send the boys and girls off to die. But most of it's corporate contract acquisition and resource acquisition under the disguise of national safety. So add that to the list of terms that you don't want to get around people who are using the term democracy. You want to educate them, tell them we're in a republic. Society cannot be a victim. There's no such thing as peace office, no such thing as law enforcement, only peace officers. And if anybody's trying to sell you on safety or national security by telling you that more war is going to somehow make us safer, think how absurd and upside down that statement is, flat on its face. And we're also going to talk about health and how health does not come from a needle tonight. Gary, have you want to come back to join us yet?
No, we're ready a little bit, yes. Okay, what we're talking about here, as we read the scripture, we're talking about the children of Israel back in the days of the judge of Judge Samuel, and how they were clamoring for a king. Because Judges
right.
chapter 17, verse 6, and Judges 18 verse 1 say, and there was no king in Israel. There, and it says it in three different, says it also in Judges 17 verse 6. It also says there was no king of Israel. All the other nations, Egypt, and the Amorites, the Moabites, and the Ziggurites, and everything they all had a king over them, an earthly king. Only
right.
Israel had judges and no kings. Well, they started to clamor for a king, and I'm going to give that to you right now. It says, make us a king, okay, Make us a king. Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. Okay? And we'll read that so we get it right up front, right from the scriptures. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge over us, or judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yod-Heh-Vah-Hee about the situation. And then he says, and Eli said to Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. And he went on to say the things that about how he brought the forefathers, how Moses brought the forefathers out of Egypt. And that was his doing. And then he said, goes on to tell Samuel, he said, and Samuel told all the words of Yod-Heh-Vah-Hee unto the people and asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of king that shall reign over you. He will take, now here's what he's going to do. And to this day, I believe the monarchy is over the house of Israel across the world. And if you look back in the inauguration of Queen Elizabeth, it's on a VCR. I have it. When she took her oath to be the queen, she did not take her oath to be the queen of England. She took her oath to be the queen of Israel. This here is the country, USA, is the country of the new Israel. It's found in Isaiah. It'll be a land where the pine and the fir grow together with the boxwood, and only in North America does that happen. So here's what he said. You're going to get a king, and if you don't think it sounds like today, well, I'll let you judge for yourself.
Oh, just look around. How it is, the ramifications of asking for a king other than God. And I see this mentality of looking at Trump and Pence. I mean, even Pence, the vice president, people were looking in the audience, were looking at him like a king or a queen, like they looked at Adolf Hitler in the 30s, with that, like they look at a rock star, like they look at a basketball or movie star, drooling, oh, my idol. And what is one of the prime commandments? No idols before me, especially people who are idols. Looking for a king other than the Lord in heaven is a really bad idea, long and short. Isn't that true, Gary?
It's true. It was also said during Kennedy's administration that if John F. Kennedy and his wife would have been king and queen, that the United States would have voted for him to be the king and queen. That was just a thing they brought up. But then, anyhow, Yod-Heh-Vah-Hee said to him, and he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be horsemen, and some shall run before the chariots. Now, there's a whole lot of meaning in that, but we're not going to go into those little details. And he will, verse 12, and he will appoint him captains over the thousands and captains over 50s. And he will set them to ear to the ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. Verse 13 of Samuel, of chapter 8. And he said, I will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. Verse 16, and he will take you maid servants, men servants, and your maid servants, and your goodest young men, and your asses, and put them to his work. And let's see, we got to go up a little bit.
Boy,
and he will take tenth of your sheep. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And you shall, verse 18, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you, and Yodibahi will not hear you in that day. If that doesn't sound like today, there's some more to that, but let's stop there.
No, okay? Boy, does it ever sound. No, I forgot how much about today that sounds. Taking a percentage of our money, most of it, giving it to his officers, taking our seeds, taking our property, making slaves of us, making military conscripts. I mean, God just told us right there, he was giving us to the military-industrial complex if we strayed from his word and elected a king or a dictator or a president that we kind of treat like a king or a dictator. He's going to fix everything. We got to get behind this guy. Look at that guy there. This is why the fix is at the bottom. It's in your heart first, and then it starts at your local community, and the fix is definitely bottom up. Boy, what happens to a people when they decide they want a king or a president that appears to them, that they treat like a king? It's the same mentality. Call it president, call it king, call it dictator. Some descriptions are more authoritarian sounding than others. Ultimately, it's the same mentality from the viewer's point, from the perspective of the people who want that king. It's a false idol worship of a man or woman over God, and thinking that the fix is somehow going to be at the top and the global political leaders are going to make everything right for us now. We got to take matters into our own hands, and that's for sure. Gary, can you repeat the passage about the four trees and where that occurs and why that indicates North America as the home of God's children right now?
I will get that. And when I have a chance, I'll put that out, okay? They're both in the book of Isaiah. One is, chapter 61, verse 9. But I'll look it up, okay, here in a minute. I just want to read one more verse. This is verse 19. Now, here's how our people react to things. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we have a king over us. We're going to have a king over us, whether you like it or not. Okay, whether Yodibahi approves of it or not, we want a king. And it's always been said up years back, probably you've heard this before, be careful what you pray for, because you may get it. When you get it, you may not like it.
Oh, boy, ain't that the truth. My gosh. Oh, it certainly is true.
But it goes on and on. And I prepared that far ahead because I know you've got Tom on the show, and I sure want to hear what he has to say. And
I'd love to have you stay with us for the rest of the show. Chime in anytime you want. And while we're switching over to Tom here, switching gears, try to find that, because I was fascinated by that scripture that describes the place where God's children will reside in during these times that we're in now, where is the place of the four trees, and they describe the four trees as what? The fir, the boxwood, the cedar, and the pine or something.
Fir, the pine, the boxwood, the three trees. And the only place they grow together is in North America.
There you go.
He said they grow together. They're all planted. As you noticed over the TV, they're talking about the great desert there in California having flowers and blooms and unbelievable beauty because it rained. They got so much rain. Even the deserts are blooming. And you see, the seeds are all the time. I get a bang out of people. I get some samples for corn, open pollinated corn, and they'll say, this is Indian corn. The Indians didn't plant corn. Yodibahi, he had the corn all planted here when they got here. There's many, many things that we ate of wild raspberries, wild apples, wild everything was here, planted for our benefit. And believe it or not, it was full of goodness. It was full of help. Okay? But I'm going to yield to the speaker now. We'll get that message, and when there's a little pause in it, you just let me know, and I'll read it.
Awesome,
thank you
Gary.
So much.
Thank you for being with
me. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. And it was a real golden opportunity to share the word of our Father in truth and spirit. And I pray that as you go on about this particular, I don't want to call it a show, but particular information time, that you'll continue to do what you've always did. And you've, in my mind, you were just a super, super young man who wants to seek out justice. And I know your personality really well, okay? So I thank you again, and may Yod Hashem bless what you're doing, and bless the folks who come forward. I yield.
Gary, thank you, and bless you for saying the kind words that you have. It's that means everything, and I appreciate that. That's high praise coming from you. I really respect you and what you've done, and you bringing the word to us tonight, kind of translating it for us into modern application and understanding that that people may not have had before. I know I gained quite a bit of understanding from you over the past several years, and we appreciate you being with us tonight. This is Gary in Michigan. I'm Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're going to be switching gears to Tom in Utah. Tom has some fascinating information, and Tom knows what he's talking about. And so after quite an extensive interview with Tom one-on-one, I really encouraged him to come forward. He's already an activist. He's called into this show before. He obviously wants to give justice and truth a voice, as we all do, those participating in this broadcast. And so I encouraged him to come to double down everything he's got tonight and just let us have it all. And the most fascinating thing that he has two things. One is the gassing of America, and his website is gassingamerica.com. And I wasn't sure what that was about when I was, you know, first heard about it, but wait till you hear that one. And, of course, we have a lot to share about vaccines tonight, information you will get nowhere else. Let's just give you a little start before we go to the break, give you a little hint, a little clue. It's not about the mercury, and it's not about the squalene, and it's not about the formaldehyde or the aluminum. It's not all about the propylene glycol or the any of the other horrible adjuvants, what they're called, additives. In medical speak, it's called an adjuvant, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T. I think it's A-N-T at the end, maybe E-N-T, adjuvant. There's antigens and adjuvants. And antigens are the dead protein of the live virus, and the adjuvants are the extras. And there's been a lot of talk from everybody from, you know, people doing great work from, you know, who's it, Betty Martini to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now. Everybody on both sides of the spectrum are realizing that vaccines suck. Health does not come from a needle. But it goes beyond the chemicals and the adjuvants. It goes to a, well, let's just let Tom give the information after the break. We're coming up here at the bottom of the hour, so I'll just remind people this is Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. We've got Gary in Michigan. We've got Tom in Utah. If Chris in Vegas wants to call in, feel free. I just didn't want to have you sitting here all night, Chris, because we have some other stuff to get to, but feel free to join us. We love your input. And anybody else who wants to call, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the denial,
in the denial. Welcome back, Fred. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. Not Resurrect the Democracy, Resurrect the Republic. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, we appreciate you joining us tonight. We just heard an awesome, inspiring prayer and a bit of biblical history from Gary in Michigan. Gary's going to stay with us for the evening and contribute however he wants to. We got Tom in Utah who's going to bring a fascinating bit of information on two different fronts. We have a whole bunch of new listeners coming in. I'd like to welcome all the people over at Single Parents Helping singleparents.org. We've got, I believe, Daniel is going to be simultaneously broadcasting this to his following out of from studio1776.org. So we appreciate them taking an interest in this show, and please support the sponsors of this station. If you'd like to support Eric, you can go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. So thanks for joining us tonight. We welcome Daniel. We welcome Gary. We welcome Tom in Utah. We've got quite the roundtable tonight, and if Chris from Vegas wants to join us, he is always welcome. Just wanted to say a special thanks to Chris. He comes on his own time. He's got a lot going on in the witch's court. They're coming after him hard because he's top-notch. He knows his stuff. He's common law, brilliant common law scholar. Doesn't act like it, but he just is. I mean, he's a good guy. He's solid. He's humble, but yet extremely knowledgeable and sophisticated in the law and activism and everything from common law document filings to courtroom observation. He's there all the time, and he's participated in the phone blitzes. He always has something awesome to say. And he's a great contributor, so I just wanted to thank him for being here all week as well. You're welcome to come in tonight if you want as well, Chris. I just didn't want to leave you kind of in the background all night because Tom and Gary have some important stuff to share. So with that being said, let's welcome Tom into the show. Tom, thanks for your patience. How are you doing tonight? And why don't we start off with, let's kind of cut right to the meat and potatoes, but give the background and tell it in the most, let's say, the most complete form you can. Take the time you need. If it takes three shows to do this, I'm happy to do that. So don't be afraid to repeat yourself, because I know today when we talked on the phone, I mean, I was scribbling like a madman and trying to get my mind around what you were telling me, you know, I had to ask you stuff to repeat two, three, and sometimes maybe four times. And some of it's a little bit medically sophisticated, but it's not if you look right, you know, when you come down to it. So why don't you give the long answer, and then we'll kind of give synopsises later at the end and try to condense it for people so they can get their mind around, you know, the concept before they sign off for the night and feel like they really understand it. But let's talk about, we're going to talk about two things tonight. We're going to talk about your Gassing America thing. I didn't know what that was all about until you really got into it with me. And what we're talking about is, well, I'll let you, we're talking about toxic chemicals intentionally, and chemicals and chemical systems that are installed in manufacturers' homes that are designed to give people all kinds of things, starting with the worst, carbon monoxide poisoning. But I don't want to get too far into it. Why don't you give the background of how you got into this whole thing, and tell us where you went with it, and who you, you know, the senators that you talked with, and where you gave your speeches, and the activism that you did. So that there's the lead up. Tom, take over and tell us about this Gassing America thing as completely as you need to. And like I said, take her slow, take your time. There's no rush. We're not up against the clock. And when it runs out to midnight, you know, tough crap, we'll pick it up again next time. So, but don't try to pack everything into 20 minutes. If you got to take an hour, you take an hour, or take a week. But talk about Gassing America.
Am I on?
You are on the air worldwide, Tom. Tell us about Gassing America.
Oh, okay. Well, just to give you a little background, in my youth, I decided to go into medicine because I wanted to save lives. It didn't take me very long to find out that much of medicine was spin and then ultimately mercenary rather than merciful. So anyway, I backed out of medicine. And by the way, the part of medicine I went into, because it was the most appealing to me, was pathology. By the way, when you go to a hospital, you will not see a pathologist, or you'll not know he's a pathologist, because they dress the high priest in white with a little stethoscope that comes with a medallion around the neck. But the pathologist might be wandering around in the halls, but he will look like the janitor. You know, they dress us pathologists in either brown or khaki or blue or green scrubs, so that nobody ever thinks that we're anybody of importance, because if they talk to us, we might slip and tell them the truth. But I was really grateful that I went into that area of medicine, because that's the only area of medicine that's legitimate. But they do not allow the pathologist to talk to the patient or the family or anybody in the public. And of course, that's because we know too much. But anyway, when I realized that medicine was not as legitimate as I thought it was, I bagged it, went another path, ended up in electronics, ended up ultimately working in small contracting. But then when I hit 49 years of age, I ended up on the steel table myself, because I had ignored the very science that I knew very well. And in that epiphany in 1991, I realized that I had been not ignorant, but ignorant, and that in so doing, I defended my creator, but I'd also offended the 90 trillion cells that came along with this ride on Earth with me.
Right.
So I began to be an advocate for changing people's lifestyle habits. And of course, I'd also worked in the pharmaceutical complex. In fact, Merck was one of the corporations that I was involved with. Merck is the major vaccine manufacturer. I'm going to put that off after this first issue, which is really important to me right now. By the way, I'm hoping that James Kelso and Paul and George are listening, because they're in the eye of this storm, which right now has made me extremely desperate to get the word out. I have to tell you that in 1974, there was a gathering of heavy high rollers. It was HUD, HHS, that's Health and Human Services, Department of Agriculture, Department of Justice, a couple of other players, the AMA. They all came together and decided to set up a program, which I've exposed in the website gassingamerica.com in a soft presentation. There's a more harsh presentation in my earlier website called licensetokill.us. I'm hoping you people that are listening open that up, but I'm also hoping somebody can get a hold of James and George and Paul so they know what's going on here. What happened to me, and by the way, I'm glad that the other group of single parents are listening too, because this hits them. You know, I just got to make a side trip here for a minute. In 1993, Wicked Witch of the East authored a bill, got her husband to pass or to promote it, and it was passed in Congress. It was called the National Child Welfare Act. And in 1997, she enhanced that same bill with what's called the Adoption and the Safe Families Act. I don't know if anybody understands what that was. That was the program that presented the perverse incentive for Child Protective Services to go after children and families, yep, pulling that child out of that family, accusing the family of abuse and neglect, or whatever else. And of course, if they pull one child, they follow up with pulling them all. And a lot of these children are lost into the system. You know, I spent 182 days total on this issue. Actually, before, when I was with Rod Class, with Carl Weston, with Janet, Maria Janet, with a couple of the other players that you know about, we'd gone back there because I was now involved in defending families that were accused of abuse and neglect, even shaken baby syndrome. And I was approached by a mother and daughter one day, and it removed me from the comfort of my retirement. I thought I was going to be done with the evil business of medicine and the evil business of the courts. By the way, that story in its crude form is presented in my website called familyversusstate.com or .org. I think I own both of those. And you can put it in as family versus, like VS, family VS state, or family versus state spelled out. Like I say, when I put that together, I was running 24/7 days, not having much help. You can see, as a scientist, I'm not a good writer and certainly not a good publisher of web pages, but I did the best I could. But that's when I finally realized that I could not sit silent on this evil that labors to destroy families. And especially if you're a single parent, if you're a homeschooler, if you're a natural medicine believer, CPS or Child Protective Services, DCFS, whatever you want to call it, they have you in their sights, and anytime there's an opportunity, they'll go after that family. So what's really interesting, as I'd already been trying to defend families from false accusations, it drugged me into this situation where I identified the poisoning of 34 million potentially. And that poisoning has been going on for 40 plus years. like I say, back in 1974, there was a gathering of men whose motives were less than honorable. They took the entire manufactured mobile home industry, put it under the absolute control of HUD, and deliberately violated HVAC code, or heating, ventilation, air conditioning code, and designed those units. And I'm talking about the manufactured mobile home industry, so that the people inside would be subjected to subtle and to serious levels of carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, nitrous oxide, other combustion toxins, and they would never know it. And the way you get away with doing that for 40-plus years is you make sure you hijack my old profession, medicine, and make sure they do not diligently test for those poisons. It's just like dealing with fluoride. Fluoride is, you know, allowed to come to the community in the water. And what is the consequence of drinking fluoride over many decades? It's the dumbing down of you or your children. Well, guess what? When you're breathing subtle levels of carbon monoxide, and by the way, you can determine this by the behavior of heavy smokers, your intelligence is also reduced. But also, along with that, you're...
Tom, are you with us? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Tom, are you with us? Oh, how convenient. Yeah, it looks like we lost Tom. I wonder why. You think the system wants people hearing that? And wait till you hear the consortium of corporate prostitutes who own and actually build the manufactured homes that were intentionally, if anybody thinks that these manufactured units are accidentally putting out nitrous oxide, carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and all these other highly toxic chemicals that they're intentionally not testing for, how convenient, once again. Do we have Tom back?
I'm here. Where was I at?
We lost you there for a brief second. All right, so I'm going to stop talking now and turn it back to you because I don't want to interrupt your flow. It's fascinating, the information you're bringing forward, and pick up where you left off about a minute ago.
Can you clue me where I was at? Because I kept on talking into the silence.
Well, you talked about how the manufacturing home industry was put under the exclusive control of HUD. And then you made one or two other points from there, and so you could pick up anywhere in that zone.
Wow. Sorry, I'm kind of like a bulldozer pushing a pile of dirt in front of me, and I don't know where I am.
So the manufactured home industry, so we know they're putting out the chemicals are formaldehyde. You mentioned nitrous oxide. You mentioned carbon monoxide. And, of course, I wanted to jump in while you were saying that and say, oh, my God, that couldn't be by accident. Please, that has got to be on purpose that they're having intentionally. Now, did you also say that they were intentionally not testing for those specific chemicals as well, simultaneously?
Yes, in order for you to pull this off. Now, remember, I said that there was a gathering of these high rollers in 1974, and by 1976, in fact, June 15th of 1976, Congress was convinced to give the power of the manufactured home industry oversight to HUD. So as of June 15th, 1976, continuing till today, HUD was given the regulatory power and they forced the entire industry, no matter which business was building them, to place a breathing air, it's called a blend air intake, on the roof where nobody ever thinks to look. This intake is mounted 3 feet away from the furnace and exhaust, and in some floor plans, a water heater exhaust right next to it. And that blend air intake, as you see on the website, you can see video of it in action, photographs describing it, and for those who don't have internet, I don't know how else you're going to listen to this program except by the phone dial-in like I do. But HUD forced the entire industry to put this intake 3 feet away from the exhaust of the furnace that it's tied, that whole system is tied to and powered by. So when your furnace is running, like right now, like James Kelso's furnace is running, like yours is running, probably, of course, yours is the side venting. But there are many, there's 38,000 or 34,000 people living in units that have this set up, where the exhaust of their furnace comes out, and only 3 feet away from it is a vent that is drafting air by the power of the squirrel cage blower in that furnace, and is bringing it in and blending it with the air that's being warmed for the people to breathe.
Amazing. Let me
by
just
so
stop
doing,
right there. Oh, yeah, go ahead. By so
okay.
doing.
By so doing, they are subjecting the people inside to subtle, to what would be considered OSHA restrictive levels of carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, which is sometimes a component in natural gas. And by the way, this same system, this intake is allowed to be within inches of a sewer vent, which means you can be getting ammonia, sulfur dioxide, and hydrogen sulfide. All nice things for a good, healthy life.
Oh,
and all of this has been allowed to happen without detection because medicine, the AMA, which was part of that meeting in 1974, was designed to deliberately not test for these toxins except when you come in from an industrial event.
Right, not applicable to the residential manufacturing. Now, could you named some names before on the, could you please tell us very slowly who the companies are? Some suspiciously familiar suspects came re-arising. Tell us who makes these mobile homes with the chemicals in them.
Well, every single manufacturer in the United States of America is forced to comply with HUD's codes.
But who are those four big ones that you named?
The four big ones?
Yes.
Of course, Clayton Homes, which is owned primarily by Warren Buffett. But
Warren
every
Buffett,
other
okay.
But every other manufacturer, which includes Bechtel, Halliburton. And members of the Carlyle Group.
Oh, the Carlyle Group, that's precious. That was the one, right. Did you get that, folks? Y'all remember Halliburton, right? That's Cheney, and that's the oil conquest company that at their behest most wars are started over, the ones that are over oil. Bechtel, they're the largest contractor in the Middle East. I believe they build stuff all over Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and, I mean, everywhere. They're for sale. They'll sell themselves anywhere. And we got, of course, oh, the Carlyle Group. Yes, that's the consortium of the Bush family and the Bin Laden family, both invested in the same multinational corporate investment firm. The Carlyle Group, how convenient that they'd be busted intentionally producing manufactured homes, trailers, et cetera, that are literally killing people. And I want to remind people what Tom said before. They're intentionally putting the intake air valve 3 feet from the carbon monoxide release vent. So, and it's supposed to be at least 10 feet. I mean, at minimum, if it's upwind, if the intake is downwind from the vent, I mean, that'd be problematic too close that. 3 feet. That means, like, Tom, you mentioned something before about, and now why you were so concerned about this storm, is that as the snow builds up on the roofs, and the roofs get covered, it creates a basically, if the distance is only 3 feet between those two warm pipes, it's going to create a little cave, a little hole, a perfect little, I believe the word you used was a chute or something like that, where
a channel.
Literally that, yeah, a channel that would literally suck the carbon monoxide outtake fumes right back into the intake air that mixes in, so there's a little fresh air coming into the trailer or the manufactured home. Not much. You're getting carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxide, and ammonia, and all the garbage that comes from the sewer vents, which they're putting in the same proximity. So they're literally, and when you look at the agenda of all these people who own the Carlyle groups and the Halliburtons, and of course, let's not forget the Vatican and the banking establishment, the Rothschilds, Kissinger, Prince Philip has said it, Jacques Cousteau said it, Ted Turner said it. There's too many people. We got to start offing a whole bunch of people. Of course, they're not stepping up first in line to go get killed. They want us to go first. My comment to the population reductionists who are nothing more than Luciferians is this. You get in line first, I'll be right behind you. Yeah, right, sure. So they, let them all go off into their extermination chamber and stop trying to kill us slowly. You know, and of course, it's the lower income people that usually live in a manufactured home or a trailer. And the scumbags at the top of the food chain think that, that we, the people, are expendable. And that's their attitude, you know. Screw the little guy. Let's reduce the population. We can make a bunch of money doing it. I can't see. I mean, I had to. Sorry, the news is bad tonight, folks, but this is reality. And if this is going on, we have no business partying and watching idiot football games and doing all this other playtimey stuff and feel good stuff. It's just not appropriate. We got to focus on issues like this and make them. We don't have to let them consume us and destroy us internally. Turn it over to God when it gets overwhelming. But we got to do as much as we can to try to affect change, to restore what was and not what is, because what's going on is literally mass murder, slow kill. Is that a good description?
Yep, I call it a Rahm Emanuel program. We create a crisis, and we take advantage of it.
That's their motto, and we have many players, not only Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff under Barry Saturo, masquerading as Barack Obama, masquerading as a president. Who else said that? Hillary Clinton, I believe, has said that. You know, Kissinger said it. I'm pretty sure Bush is somewhere on film saying that. Many, many globalist players have said, well, and this is the motto of the New World Order, order out of chaos. They came up with that one. That's not my ascribing some kind of description. They call themselves Luciferians. They say hide in plain sight, and they call it order out of chaos, which is what Tom was just describing, where it's called the Hegelian dialectic. Create a problem, usually through an intelligence agency dressing up as a certain group and then setting off chaos or bombs or bricks and windows and whatever. Those are the agent provocateurs. It starts off that way and basically metastasizes into what we have now. A giant intelligence, spear the people's opinion, and they'll do anything. They'll and question very little. And anyway, here's their music. So I'm going to come back and talk more about that after the break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Tom in Utah, Daniel from Studio 1776, and Gary in Michigan. Thanks. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break on the RBN Network.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.